again, everybody. Welcome again to another Blessed Wins Bible Message podcast. Been a great 2 weeks. Today I got something special for you. A few weeks ago at our church, my friend Mary Beth gave a testimony. I recorded the testimony for her to listen to. And after discussion with her, she was okay with us sharing this with you because it is moving. One thing, there's a song that goes along with this at the beginning, and it is Fear is a Liar by Zach Williams. Take a listen to that song either right before or right after you listen to this message.
There's a specific theme to this message, and it's one that God laid on my heart before I moved out here. So what I'm going to do is play a song. It's not for worship. What I'm going to ask you to do is pay attention to the lyrics that are in that song and let that open your heart and open your mind to what is on that stack of paper. Sorry, I'm usually the one that stays in the background. So for me to be up here holding this thing, this is way outside the norm. God, you got this, right? But pay attention to the lyrics in the song. It's one that everybody knows. It's a Zach Williams song. This message is, I've titled it, Fear is a Liar. I used to go to church in downtown Milford, Mill Creek. And this was actually the second sermon they had me preach. It laid a lot on my heart, and you'll understand as I go through some of this. But my prayer is that this will help us to escape the shadow of fear that the enemy has laid over us, and that it will put us on the path to do what God has laid us out to do. Am I terrified being up here? Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Give me a kitchen and I'll turn it upside down. Put me up here and it's like, oh, gosh. And if it sounds like I'm reading this, it's because I am, because I'm highly stressed. Something to think about. How many of us have ideas for different things, such as career choices, opportunities, participating in community activities, but we don't do it because we're afraid we're going to get laughed at or shot down or fail? Anybody? Or is it just me? How many of us have done things that we normally wouldn't do so that we fit in with those around us? Because of the fear of standing out. I do it all the time. Because I don't want to stand out. I want to blend in with everybody. I want to stay in the background. Although I am God's favorite kid. We'll just go with that. How many of us have allowed fear to dictate our actions, our motives, and our daily living? How many of us have said, well, I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid of what the results are? When your job is terminated, you lose a family member, you lose a dear friend, or you get any kind of bad news. Do we allow fear to take over? Or do we turn to God and say, God, help? Me? My initial reaction to just about everything is, oh my gosh, how am I going to fix this? How do I do it? What am I going to do? And then I go on my own path for fixing things that there's no way I can do it. Psalm 27, verses 1-3 says, the Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, and my foes attack, they will stumble and they will fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Fear is one of the enemy's most popular weapons that he uses against us. Worry, anxiety, fear, all of it can overwhelm us with a very, very thick, dark cover. Kind of makes everything stand still. At least it does for me. We've all been a prisoner of it at one time or another. Whether it be temporary, lightweight, maybe a couple of days, or it goes on and on and on and on. It went on for, let's see, four years for me. And I'm going to read this part of it because I don't know that I can get through it without getting emotional. When I was sick and originally told I was out of options, I was beyond terrified. I let fear take over. And within a two-week period, I was in such a dark place. And this is not too long before my husband and I actually met. I was diagnosed with all 10 markers for terminal ovarian cancer. I was told by two different hospitals, two different medical staffs, that I had 3 to 6 months to live. I went completely off the deep end. I went on a suicide mission. I took a bottle of pills, got in my car, headed for the expressway, and a good friend of mine happened to text me while I was at a stop sign. And so instead of turning onto the expressway and driving erratically to commit suicide, I drove through the intersection, and he caught up with me at a store. I made it through. Following his plan, it wasn't no picnic. It wasn't easy. It was one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. I would go to the hospital and have blood drawn daily. And if you've ever had that done, taking 11 vials of blood out of you on a daily basis, yeah, ouch. But even being cleared of the infection, and I did get the all clear in 2017, my church prayed over me, and I went to the doctor, and they drew my blood, and she called me at 2 o'clock that afternoon and said, you need to get up here now. Something ain't right. My white blood cell count, which was over 26, had dropped down to 18. And if you understand, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that. If your white blood cell count is anything over 11, there's some issues that they need to find. I was over 26. And it was, like I said, from two different hospitals. But I decided that I was not going to let fear take over. And I'm standing here now to be able to say that. 1 Chronicles 28:20. David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail and he will not forsake you. Fear can immobilize us if we let it. The size of the job, the risks, the pressure of the situation, any of that can cause us to freeze and stop. And what the Lord taught me through all of that was the remedy of the freezing was to focus on what God wanted me to do, focus on that task, and get to work. Is it easy? Oh, Lord, no. There is nothing easy about it. But the question is, which is bigger? Your fear or your faith? My brain says, oh, yeah, not a problem. My faith is bigger than my fear. Uh-huh. Let me know how that works for you. How many times have we given stuff to God only to take it back thinking we can do better? Thinking our timing is better. Thinking our work, everything we do is going to be better than what God does. How many times have we done that? Who am I kidding? I did it today. How many times have we depended on our own plan because we are afraid of what God places before us? Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank you, God. He has got me up here doing this. That verse, Isaiah 41:10, tells me that when I turn to Him and I lay that fear at His feet, He's going to take care of it. It ain't up to me to take it back. I can't do anything better than what He's going to do with it. He will give you and me the strength to stand against that fear. Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, for I will help you. God promises to support us through everything, through every trial, if we stand on Him instead of standing on ourselves because we think we can do it better. Granted, I've done it where I freaked out over something and I've taken something back because I wasn't patient enough to wait on God's timing. Guess what? I made a mess. But standing on your faith and not letting fear take over is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do, and it comes down to choice. Choosing not to allow fear in, choosing not to allow fear to take over your life, or choosing to stand on your own. What's it going to be? I don't know. I'd say, well, I guess it depends on the situation. No, it doesn't. Give it to God, because He's the one that's got it. He's the one that's got your back. As easy as it sounds, I know it's hard. It's insanely difficult. But knowing that God is bigger and that His strength will cover whatever we're letting take over us, doesn't get any better than that. Even if you take something back and it works out to how you think is good, is it your good or is it God's good? I'll take God's good hands down. Because I'll tell you what, even if I do something and it's good, I'd rather have Him do it. His good is so much better than mine is. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is described as sure and certain. My faith begins with believing God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he says he will do. Even if I don't see it. Even if it doesn't happen in my lifetime and I don't see it, he's going to do what he says he's going to do. So when we face trials, no matter how big they are, our God is bigger and he's got a better plan than we could ever come up with. He's with you in whatever you face. The turmoil, the struggles, the anxious thoughts. He's there. And he's got his hand on you. God is greater. And he gives us the power to live courageously, to live boldly, to live fearlessly in this life when many things that surround us would tell us to be afraid. Go hide. You can't do that. You ain't good enough. His truth whispers strength into the deepest core of our spirits. Knowing he is there in the deepest part of you is all we need. All that stuff on your mind, give it to him. Replace those fearful thoughts with his words of truth. And sleep in peace. If you give it to God, don't take it back. He's got us covered. He knows what we worry about. He knows what we're afraid of. He knows I'm standing up here thinking, oh my God, make a whole mess out of this. No, he's bigger. He's bigger. When I was told I was going to die, and I tried to speed things up and just end everything because I was afraid of the results, guess what? God was bigger. God stuck Ian. My buddy's name is Ian. He restored a classic car and bought parts from the Corvette shop I used to work at. We got to be good friends. He gave me away at my wedding. He was the one who texted me. God had him text me and caused me to drive through that intersection instead of getting on the expressway and crashing my car intentionally. Being told that you're going to die and there's nothing anybody can do? Yeah. That's a huge fear. And I didn't give it to God right away. But when I let my church family pray over me, I gave it to God. I said, God, take this. I can't do it. 4 years later, I got the all clear. That started in October of 2013. 10 years later, here I am. Life perfect? No. And that's okay. I ain't afraid the enemy's going to do either. Because I know God's big. And my faith in God is going to be on the path that God has for me. Because I know that his hand is right there. And when I say, oh God, I can't do this anymore, help. Reach out, there's his hand. There ain't nothing he can't do.
I just want to thank Mary Beth for sharing that testimony. That testimony is very powerful. Somebody out there needs to hear it. Somebody out there needs to turn their fear over to God. Thank you so much for providing that.
Thank you all for listening. You all have a blessed 2 weeks. Don't forget you can find us on YouTube. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe. You can find us on all the major podcast vendors. All of you have a blessed 2 weeks.